What's up, you guys? Your boy Big Al here, man. About to spark us some of this Tom Collins by Cookies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A little smoke. It's your boy Big Al here, man. And so LeBron was out this game. Unfortunately, we're talking about a 3-game losing streak here. Something that I did not see coming, but like I had mentioned on the last podcast, man, Denver got some depth to them. And LeBron was out, and this is the first game that we've had LeBron out. Our starting point guard, we're talking about 10 assists a game, you know, most of the time. It's like 12, you know, he's going to finish the season with about 12 assists a game. So I kind of saw it coming. This was, I didn't want to put that bad juju on it, but this is a game that we could not win with LeBron being out. And Kuz, you know, showed up. You know what I'm saying? He was doing, we were looking good in the first half. We were, you know, we definitely had it close with only a 4-point deficit at the half. He went, had 11 points in the first half, went 3-for-8, which was out of the ordinary, and he was just killing it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kuz. He was definitely doing the best he could. And it just, the rest of the roster wasn't there. You know, it was a little bit weird for everything to come into text. KCP and Danny Green are spot-up shooters, and LeBron makes most of their offense for them. So it was weird for them. They only combined for 11 points and went 3-for-8. Everyone got a swing, but, you know, we were just dismembered, you know, in the second half by Denver. They scored 73 points in the second half, and we only had 53. Early into the fourth, we were down by 23. They had six players that were in double digits. It was just something that, you know, I didn't really see coming. And I mean, it was nice to see Kuz get some rhythm going, but I really hope he can get that going with LeBron being back and the regular offense being put into place. But it was a game that I definitely don't even want to really go into much because it was just bad. It was a bad game overall, straight up. You know, AD did his best, and he had 32 points and 13-for-23, like 4 blocks in there. And, you know, we just didn't have any other player than Kyle Kuzma and AD in double digits, which is something that I wanted to see a little bit more out of. You know, even Avery Bradley, I thought he would have took a couple more shots. He took 8 shots, but it just wasn't enough. And yeah, it was just out of the ordinary. I don't really want to dive into this game too much because, you know, not much was accomplished, and we're on a 3-game losing streak here. Hopefully, you know, we're back at home, get some rest. Then we got the Clippers over on Christmas Day. That's an exciting game. That's going to be really fun for the fans. With the Clippers having a full roster, it'll be exciting to see what we do against them. You know what I'm saying? This is the Battle of LA shit. This will be really exciting. I was really into this part of this the roster, LA, the Laker roster. Unfortunately, we've lost a couple due to some injuries. But I don't see as much of a dent into our armor because we are the first, we're still the first number one team seed in the Western Conference overall. This will be really fun to see what we do against the boys over at the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell, and Andrew Chapman is someone who I'm actually a really fan of while he was in Philly. Zubac is someone who we well groomed, and he's been killing shit over. With the Clippers, I keep saying over it. We share a fucking bitch ass stadium with them. They need to get their own shit already. So we'll see. You know, I'm excited for this game at Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to everybody. I'll also be doing a Christmas special for you guys. So do something fun. Usually I'll release a video on the Instagram page. We're doing a little bit better on Instagram. Make sure you guys tune on YouTube though. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to start having little surprises at the end for you guys of the episodes. That way, you know what I'm saying? You guys, a little stash and dash in there. You guys will be seeing that. Stay tuned, you guys. It's your boy, Big Al. Let's not keep our, you know, our heads down over this 3-game losing streak. We still got a lot to do against the Clippers. So stay tuned, you guys. It's your boy, Big Al.